Welcome to Drill on Earnings. We have first quarter results from Lucid Group. The company makes some really cool looking cars. You may know them. I see them all over the place in my neighborhood. But the company is growing, but maybe not fast enough. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist from the Futurum Group. And an interesting electric car company that we cannot help but compare to Tesla, not least of which because the company compares itself to Tesla all the time. The CEO and founder had been the Lucid Group, CEO and founder, I should say, had been the Tesla chief technology officer and head engineer. He left to start this company and make the cars that they're making now. And frankly, they wish they were making a lot more of them. Wall Street likes a beat or a miss, and this is a beat, but the expectations for this company is that things are going to get better, and they're just not. In the quarter in particular, they had $172.7400 million in revenues, I said. That's hard to say. It's also hard to lose more money than you take in revenues, and they lost so much more than they took in revenues. Their net loss was $680 million in the quarter. Just not good. Now, if you look a little bit deeper into the business beyond the headline numbers, what you see here is just incredible CapEx spending. It's not bad enough. They're just losing it now. They're spending more to build even more factories. I mean, I was in one of these cars 7 years ago, right down the street when I used to work at Bloomberg. It was a test model of the car. I was in there with the CEO, and they're still building factories in Arizona, building factories in Saudi Arabia. They took a big investment from Saudi Arabia again this year to try to keep this company solvent. But those CapEx numbers continue as they build the robots, they build the factories, they extend all of the things that they are doing and they're spending, they extend the losses, my goodness. In the last 12 quarters, every one of them had more than $100 million spent in CapEx. And while that rate of CapEx spending ticked down a little bit, they still spent $198,197,000 just in the last 13 weeks. How did the stock react when the numbers came out? Well, it sold off, down about another 8% in after-hours trading. That's after declining the last year 59% before these numbers came out. Now, the CEO was a little defensive, I think. In my take, I'll let you listen to what he had to say. Talking about he's going for the long term, he's not going for the short term, and he's spending a lot of money to build a big company. Torpedoes be damned. Listen to Peter Rawlinson talking about Lucid Group spending.
I've seen commentary about our losses per vehicle, but such speculations reflect a lack of knowledge about our costs and our scale-up intentions. Inside the ostensibly high cost of goods line item is the cost of the factories and equipment needed to make the vehicles and scale our business. If we envisaged a company would only make a small number of vehicles, we would have purchased less equipment and built a smaller factory. But we have a more ambitious goal to provide affordable, long-range EVs for mainstream mass-market consumers. And as we scale, the leverage in our model should become obvious.
So there you have it, spending and spending wantonly with an expectation that there's a big payoff down the line. But we'll see if that happens. I've got one number that refers exactly to how long that line is going to go last. Are they taking a long walk off a short pier? I'll have an important number for you right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
All right, let's summarize Q1 earnings for Lucid Group. They make beautiful cars and ugly income statements because with $172.1 million in revenues in the quarter, they still managed to lose nearly three-quarters of $1 billion in operations and indeed in their net loss of $680 million. Now, I promised you the Drill Down Earnings Bite, one number that tells us a whole lot. Here's that number, $3,994,389. That's how much cash and equivalents they have on the balance sheet. You add the cash and the short-term investments. And they're gonna need all that to get through five quarters if they can get to profitability by then. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. Check me out at X at Corey TV. Futurum Group on YouTube has all kinds of the latest, greatest in technology. 6-5 Media brings you Drill Down Earnings.